Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Big stories just it's been developing too. It's like new things have been coming out kind of every hour, it seems, about this. But essentially, players, there's a group, it's a conference call tonight with 150 reportedly to 200 players, led by Kyrie Irving, and it is about the players questioning whether or not they really want to play. And not saying they're not, they don't, but just they want their voices heard. They were upset that it seemed like only the superstars, Chris Paul, LeBron, were being heard, and their voices weren't being heard when all these decisions were made to come back and play. And so they want to, you know, get a hearing. And I've heard, Rob, and as the report said, some of the players are feeling like, look, is this the time for us to be playing ball? We're looking at a massive movement that could change racism, eliminate racism, or, you know, certainly lessen it in this country. We don't want to distract from that, or we don't want to just be feeling like we're a distraction and we're entertaining people. Because this is a serious moment, and they're wondering, is that the right thing to do? Others are concerned about the bubble. Is it safe? You know, do I want to be constrained in there for 2 months, 2.5, 3 months, whatever it may be? You know, how do the optics of that look when, you know, we're going through this racial unrest and you're locking up, not locking up, but, you know, essentially 75% of your league is African American, and they're being sequestered in this bubble. You know, how does that look? And then there's obviously the money consideration. And I do think, Rob, I mean, from talking to people, I'm getting every indication they're playing because, and you've seen some reports about this too, the players are talking to one another about, look, you have to understand what's on the line. If we don't play this year and the league loses $1 billion, that's going to affect the salary cap and obviously going to affect our salaries going forward. It takes away a lot of our leverage in the collective bargaining agreements that are coming up, things like that. And maybe some players are like, you know what? So be it. You know, Chris Paul was talking about that. He didn't say that was his attitude, but he said some players might feel that way. This is more important than the money. So, lot to digest there, but Rob, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, you remember because we talked about it, and I was always skeptical, Chris, of the bubble. Remember I just said, you're not going to make love to your wife or hug your children. You can't tell them that they're going to be safe and that they won't get it if they're in that environment. You're talking about keeping them away from fans, but what about the people who are serving them food and taking care of all the other stuff and coming into their rooms, Chris, and cleaning their rooms, you know, and right. And all the other stuff.
Even when the players aren't there, because they're saying they won't clean the rooms or be in the rooms when players are there.
Doesn't matter.
Still, it would seem
right. Like
you could still get it. And it looks like the people who are going to be serving, you know, that working at Disney World during this, they're not going to be sequestered. They're not in the bubble.
And they're not going to be tested every day.
Right.
Like, you know, like you could say, oh, yeah, just test everybody. Tests cost money. Like, it's not like it's a shrimp bar, Chris, and it's endless shrimp, you know, where you could just have as many as you want.
No, you're right. You're right.
It costs money. So you just can't test everybody who walks into the room. So my point is, when you're talking about the health concerns and not doing it, I totally get it. Anybody who doesn't feel comfortable, I don't have an issue with, Chris. The distraction part and being an entertainer, you know, that's something that's a little deeper. That is what you do for a living. Most people have to go to work. say black people, I'm just going to give you an example. You're a black cop. You live this life, Chris, right?
Right.
Doesn't mean you can't go to work because of it. That's your job. Am I right? Like there's a certain degree. You could be all with the cause, but as a cop, black cop, you still need to go to work. You still need to do what you have to do. So that part, if you're really strong about it and they're in agreement as a group that they don't want to do it, because I can respect that, Chris, but I'm more about the bubble and what they're trying to put them in such an unusual situation, which takes them away from. And we had Eddie House on, Chris, who said the same thing at first when they were talking about they couldn't see anybody and couldn't move around or do anything. Right. And he said, you could forget that. I guarantee you they'll sneak girls in or whatever it is, you know what I mean, they're into, that there's no way that they're going to go dry for 3 months. It's just not happening.
Well, so, and you can have, after the first round of the playoffs, you can have 3 family members or, I guess, friends, you know, come and stay with you. So they'll be able to have a girlfriend or a wife, you know, and kids come stay with them.
Or side piece or whatever it is.
Whatever it is. But, you know, and, you know, if any of the workers at Disney World are attractive to these players, then don't think they won't be, you know what I mean?
Like
hitting on them and hanging with them and all that stuff. Let's just keep it real. So
Dr. J had a baby with a sports writer, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. From the New York Times.
Was she from the Times?
She was from New York Times. Yeah.
Wow.
And remember, her daughter was a great tennis player.
That's right.
I think it was Amanda Stevenson.
You're absolutely right. Yep.
Yeah. So, nah, it's something to think about. But this is why, too, one of the other reasons why the people I've talked to are confident that they're going to play, at least as of now, is that they're going to the 17 players per team. So if there are a few guys on the team that don't want to play, then there, you know, you know it, Rob. There's guys from the G League, two-way players that, you know, go back and forth from the NBA to the G League. Guys that may have never gotten an opportunity yet in the NBA that will gladly take those spots. So that's another thing. And the other thing is this. Some of the guys are only going to be there maybe a month. You know, because you're going to be there for your 8 regular season games. Some of the teams will leave after that. Some of the teams will play a round, maybe, or two, you know, and then they'll be done. So it's different for different guys.
But the only thing I'm going to say is about the, well, there'll be 17, and if guys don't want to play, if you're not getting the stars playing, Chris, then it's going to be a bogus championship. If Kawhi Leonard and Paul George don't want to play for the Clippers, I'm sorry. There's no way I could look at that championship the same way.
What? What?
Yep.
I bet you if LeBron got sick, you'd look at it the same way.
No,
and
I
Kawhi
wouldn't.
Kawhi won.
No, I wouldn't. I said,
I'm saying?
If stars weren't playing
around,
is what I'm talking about.
Well,
right?
From everything I'm hearing, the stars want to play. Like the stars on the teams that have a legit shot, from what I'm being told, the Lakers are all in. And obviously they're following their leader, LeBron. The Clippers are all in, from what I'm hearing. The Rockets with Harden and Westbrook, they're all in. Now, George Hill, he did say that he had a very emotional and powerful video call with some reporters. And he was saying that because he's seen people victimized by police brutality and things like that. And he was saying right now it's hard for him to think about. He couldn't care less about basketball. He said, like you said, I'm a professional. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to play. But this is what's really on my mind.
Right.
And I think this is the thing, Rob. I understand why the superstars may feel differently than the role players. Or let's say the teams that don't have a shot. But even on the teams that do have a shot, for LeBron James, a championship is legacy changing. Right? For Kawhi Leonard, a Giannis, a James Harden, all these guys, you win, your legacy is changed, right? Even if you're on a contender, but you're a role player, is it changing Alex Caruso's legacy if he wins this ring? Is it changing George Hill's legacy?
No.
No, you know? It's nice. I'm sure he wants a ring, but nobody's going to think any differently of George Hill if he wins this championship.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Rob, here we go. Let's go to the NFL. Pete Carroll, running off at the mouth, says that, man, it just eats him up that he didn't sign Colin Kaepernick back in 2017. Here he is.
I regret that that didn't happen in some fashion. I wish we would have contributed to it because the guy deserved to play. I thought at the time, it just in our situation as a backup, man, I didn't feel it was right at that time.
You want to take this or?
No, you could go for it. I mean, I just don't, Pete, like, okay, we get it. You said that we owe Colin an apology. You should probably leave it there because all this other stuff, the more he talks, the more I'm like turned off by Pete Carroll. It's supposed to be this, easy thinking, real dude. You know what I mean?
Right.
Who gets it. He's hip and all that. And the more he talks, it just doesn't make sense to me. So
Rob,
go ahead,
Chris. Let me say it for you. Stop it.
Thank you.
Pete, I regret not signing him. Man, I just, you know what? Then sign him now. Because the one reason, Rob, the one reason, you just heard it, that he gave for not signing Colin Kaepernick in 2017 was what? He's not a back. He's a starter in this league. He's
right.
Too good to be a backup. I don't want to put him in that position. Well, guess what? Right now, after 3 years away from the game, there's no way he's a starter. Nobody thinks of him as a starter. So now it's perfect. Now that one excuse, that one reason for you not signing him is gone. And you can bring him in now as a backup. And unlike many places, you got to fully, you know, believed in an excellent starter, an all-pro starter, a Hall of Fame starter, so there's no controversy. Oh, it'll be a big story, be a big buzz, of course. But once you start playing and Russell's doing his thing, you'll be fine. It'll fade away. And even if Russell struggles, nobody's going to be like, hey, get Kaepernick in there. Maybe Kaepernick can play better. No, he's Russell Wilson. He's not going anywhere. And Kaepernick, later on in his discussion, Rob, Pete Carroll said, I've always said over the years, this is a little bit of a paraphrase, but a lot of it's very close to what he said. I've always said over the years that if Russell got tangled up and somehow couldn't play, that Colin would be an extraordinary candidate to come in and replace him. Well, that sounds like the perfect backup to me. I know you got Geno Smith and the rookie, right? Geno Smith, you signed to a one-year, $1.2 million deal. Geno Smith himself has only thrown like 54 passes the last 3 years. Geno Smith has shown he's just not that good at this level. So you can wipe your hands of Geno Smith.
There's a couple of cheesesteaks in Philadelphia that are better than Geno.
Right. So you know what I'm saying, Rob? Look, I'm not saying you gotta sign him, but why are you talking like this? Like you said, just make a regular comment,
yes,
and then nobody'd say anything. But now you're talking about how much you regret it. Sign him now then. He's 32.
He
still got some game left.
At the airport, step away from the luggage rack. Just make your comment. We owe him an apology. He was right. We were wrong. And leave it at that. Okay. Stop it. I just don't get it. And it doesn't make sense. You think Kaepernick, Chris, didn't know that Russell Wilson was a starting quarterback when he was talking to Seattle?
Right.
He knew it.
Right. Good point.
What are you talking about? I don't want to put him in that position. It wasn't like, I'm going to compete, right? The only way I'm going to sign you if you're going to open up the job for starting quarterback. No. Colin knew he would be the backup. What? I don't even understand. I don't want to put him in that position. The other guy in front of you won a Super Bowl, Chris.
Right.
You're going to bellyache about being behind Russell Wilson? I don't think so.
I'm with you. And now you know Colin. I mean, I'm sure he obviously wants to play, but he knows he's the backup. If you really, you could bring him in there. He doesn't play all season. But you know what? Whether he kneels or not, he's a good soldier. You know? Teammates like him. There's no problems. Next, he does well in practice. He gets his arm back. Gets his movement back. Starting to read defenses again. Then he could maybe get signed somewhere else. Simple as that. And God forbid, if Russell Wilson does get hurt, well, you got Kaepernick. You got Kaepernick. And if he's not any good anymore, you can go to the young rookie. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm with you. Don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. That's all. Right.
And it's just, it's a little too much. And also, Chris, I did not hear the interview. I just read the quotes. Did you hear the interview?
I just read them as well. I heard a little excerpt,
Rob G,
but
did you hear? I just got one question. If you heard,
I've heard pieces of it because it was a pretty long, lengthy.
It was like an hour.
Yeah, Zoom.
Was it okay?
Right.
Did they ask him what he says? Did he ask him why? Well, did the reporter say, "Well, why didn't you sign him?" If he said you regret it, to me sounds like somebody talked you out of it or somebody told you not to do it.
Well, it had been reported a few years ago by ESPN that the reason why the whole thing fell apart was because Colin would not guarantee whether or not he was going to kneel or not kneel.
But wasn't that a second time in 2018? Because I thought there was the report was that they considered it again in 2018.
And then that's when
Colin
said he couldn't.
Right.
It's possible. I thought that it was the follow-up to the same meeting. I thought that they were talking about it. That's what I had interpreted it as. But it could be two offers.
Here's the other thing. Pete Carroll said another team called him about Kaepernick. First of all, do you believe it? And what do you think about that?
I do believe it because there's no reason to lie. I just think, Chris, if you're doing that, what are you doing putting yourself out there? You know what I mean?
I'll believe him too. I'm not going to sit here and accuse him of lying.
But
here's the thing. You could rationalize. First of all, nobody's going to be able to prove nobody called you.
No,
right?
I get it.
Because it's 32 teams. You can always say something like that. And you may be able to rationalize it to say, I'm doing Cap a favor. Because now, you know, teams think, okay, somebody's interested in him. You know, maybe we'll take a look at him. You know, I could see that happening. I don't know. I'm not going to accuse Pete Carroll of lying. But I'm just saying, maybe, you know, maybe that's a rationalization that somebody could use. Especially when I wonder about the quote. You regret it. Okay, but do you really?
But I don't see Pete Carroll doesn't get credit. You just
may feel like you're helping out Colin.
Right.
Teams interested.
But I'm saying with that, when they called him, if he was calling teams, I would look at that as like, you know, he's trying to help Colin. Do you see what I'm saying? If he said, I called three teams I thought he was a good fit for, and I sang this guy's praises about. Do you see what I'm saying? Compared to somebody just calling you.
Yeah, because, I'm not saying he's saying it to get credit.
Okay.
I'm just saying you could rationalize in your own mind to think I'm helping Colin out. No, nobody called. But if I put his name out there, maybe teams start thinking, you know what? Yeah, somebody's interested in him. Why don't we take a look at him? That's all I'm saying. And again, I'm not saying he did that because I'm not going to accuse him of lying without knowing it. But you just wonder about that. But do you think Kaepernick, I got to be honest, and I felt this way before, so maybe I'm wrong. But I feel like I think he might get a shot.
How come, you know, Dan Patrick has jumped on the limb, Chris, and he said it's Kansas City.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. It's time for 6 minutes.
6 minutes that you print your own.
The Odd Couple debates, and you decide the winner. But there's a catch. They only have 6 minutes.
That's right. It's the new segment, Sweeping the Nation, 6 minutes. Chris Broussard versus Rob Parker, the Odd Couple. They debate, you decide. It's the only segment, I believe, in the country where we let the listeners dictate who's the better debater between Chris and Rob. Today's topic, is it too soon to say that Patrick Mahomes has GOAT potential? Chris says no. Rob says yes. Chris, you're the defending champion. You get the first 2 minutes of 6 minutes. Let's go.
All right, every generation or so, a player comes along in every sport that we immediately know and identify as having GOAT potential. Doesn't mean he'll reach it. It just means that we see how talented he is and skilled he is and unique he is, that he could be the best to ever do it. You don't have to wait to see what he does. You see the greatness. It's obvious. In basketball, it was Wilt Chamberlain. We knew at Kansas he could be the best ever. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. We knew at UCLA, maybe even Power Memorial, he could one day be the GOAT. Michael Jordan in 1984, Bobby Knight said, he's the best player I've ever seen. Before he ever put on an NBA uniform. LeBron James in 2005, his second year in the league. Sports Illustrated had him on the cover with best ever question mark. Baseball, Mike Trout, Alex Rodriguez, Ken Griffey Jr. They all had GOAT potential. We identified it early. Pat Mahomes has what everything those guys has and more. He's got championships. He's got team and individual accomplishments. In just 2 years as a starter, he's already become the youngest player ever to win regular season MVP and a Super Bowl. Youngest player ever to throw for 5,000 yards. Youngest player ever to throw for 50 touchdowns. One of three total to ever do it. Already proven he's clutch. Down 10 in the Super Bowl. 8 minutes left. He leads Kansas City to three straight scoring drives. 5-0 last season when they were down by 10 points. That's a record for double-digit comes back in the season. Three of them in the playoffs. That's a record. It'd be criminal. It'd be asinine. It'd be downright absurd not to say that Patrick Mahomes has GOAT potential. This dude is unlike anything we've seen.
All we need to know is Chris is the prisoner of the moment king. This is what he does. He sounds like Ron Jaworski, who at the beginning of Colin Kaepernick's career stood up on ESPN and told anybody who would listen he could be the greatest quarterback we've ever seen because of what he was doing his first and second year in the league, and he wound up never winning a Super Bowl and never reaching that potential. No one is poo-pooing how well he's played his first 2 years as a starter, but there's so many other things that go into it. It's just too soon to do it.
It's too soon.
We already know. Look at all the young quarterbacks that are also in the AFC. Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson. There's nothing but young. Tua in Miami's another guy. There's nothing but young quarterbacks all over the place that have star potential. Then when you look at the NFL in the salary cap era, only two teams have ever repeated. That's how hard it is to win. The Broncos and the Pats, they're the only two to do it. Then when you talk about football, there's injuries that happen, not only to him, but to some of his players. And that can change the course of everything. And once he gets cashed out and makes a lot of money, that's going to alter the team. And when other guys decide it's time for them to get paid, they won't be around. You got to win. And then when you talk about GOAT, you're talking about winning at least six championships, maybe seven. It's just too early. Tom Brady went 10 years between Super Bowl wins, 10 years. And if it wasn't because of some of the luck that he's had to win those at the end, he wouldn't even be in that conversation. It's impossible, bro. And you know what? It's too soon.
It's too soon.
Let me hear
bro.
It. Too soon.
It's too soon, bro. That was weak. You actually compare Colin Kaepernick to Pat Mahomes? Where's Kaepernick's MVP? Where's his Super Bowl? Where's his 5,000-yard season? Where's his 50 touchdowns? Stop it. Their team is set. They got the Hall of Fame coach, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, all set up for the long term. His offensive line was banged up last year. They're going to be better this year. This dude's got all the intangibles. He's got mobility. He doesn't even have to win six. You and I have said with Aaron Rodgers' individual accomplishments, if he went 3-0 or even 3-1, he'd be in the GOAT conversation. Patrick Mahomes' numbers are going to demolish Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers never threw for 50 TDs or 5,000 yards. I'm telling you, he's got a chance. I repeat, it'd be criminal, asinine, absurd not to say he got GOAT potential. It's ridiculous.
It's just too early. It's too soon. That's it. We need to see more. If he wins another Super Bowl, then maybe we could take a look at it. Everybody was so high on Dan Marino, another one. Go look at his numbers, what he was able to do in his second year in the NFL. He was considered, oh my God, he's going to be the greatest quarterback ever. He got to the Super Bowl his second year, never got back. And football takes so many different elements. It ain't a knock on Patrick Mahomes. It's that so many things have to go and work out in order for you to be able to do it. You mentioned Andy Reid. Andy Reid was a choke artist until this year. They were losing until the 49ers choked down the Super Bowl with 10 minutes to go in the game. They could have easily lost that Super Bowl, Chris, and you wouldn't be having this conversation. This is what I'm talking about. It's too soon. Patrick Mahomes is not in that conversation. When you win two or three Super Bowls, call me and then I'm on board. I'm not right now.
It's too soon, bro.
Whoa. See, that's why Chris and Rob get paid the big bucks. That kind of energy, that kind of passion. Great debate there on 6 minutes, but it's not up to me. It's not up to DJ Alex Tizer. It's not even up to Steve DeSager to decide who wins. That belongs to the judges.
Hey, Steve.
Our callers all across America, let's get started. Judge number one, Chad in Memphis. Who do you think won that debate and why?
Hey, guys. I respect the passion y'all both bring to the show. I love listening to you. I was on the fence with the topic when I heard it, but I've got to say, Chris, you knocked me right off onto your side with this one. We're talking about GOAT potential here. We're not talking about is he a GOAT right now. When is it too soon to talk about potential? I hear people all the time talk about Joe Burrow already has potential to be a GOAT.
I've never heard anybody say that. I'm not buying that.
Good job, Chad.
It's too soon.
All right, Chris, we start up one another. We move on. Judge number two. I think this might be a little bit home cooking. Allen in Detroit.
Come on, man.
Who do you think won
what
that debate?
What are you talking about?
Sorry, Rob. I gotta go with Chris, man. He got to go potential, man. I seen what he did to my Detroit Lions, and Pat Mahomes is the real deal. You know?
What did he do to the Detroit Lions? He threw no touchdowns, and y'all lost.
Allen, great call. Don't let him shout you down.
And to think
Allen,
Chris didn't want his voice. His
I
vote.
Got love for Motown.
No. That's what he said right away because that's how Chris is.
I guess you say.
All right. We could have a second consecutive sweep. Charles in Florida, who do you think won that debate and why?
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. Glad to be here.
Thank you, brother.
No problem. Just wanted to say I hate to lose to Rob, and it's not just because you don't like Tom Brady, but I have to give Chris another sweet man. Not because I think Patrick Mahomes will be a GOAT, but because he definitely has the potential and the athleticism to do so as long as he doesn't get hurt. As long as Tyreek Hill stays.
But you're making my point.
Hey,
that's why it doesn't make any
man.
Sense.
Hey,
it,
good
it doesn't
call.
Make any sense. He's
why
making
you
exactly
the
point that I'm making.
Hey, Alex, hit it! Hit it! Hit it! I tell you, you got to let this breathe drop. Let it breathe. Let it breathe. I'm sweeping, folks. I ain't happy with just the win. I don't want technical knockouts. I want to knock your block off. I'm Deontay Wilder. I'm George Foreman. I'm Mike Tyson. I'm going bolos, baby. Left hook, right hook, to the gut, uppercut. That's how I drop cats. Yes.